Blog Talk Radio.
71.
Thing called Temptation Eyes. Ladies and gentlemen, the Grassroots.
Grassroots with Temptation Eyes. Rob Grill and the gang will be adding a little more history onto them tonight, Grassroots. Welcome back, my friends, to the show where I pretend to know things you don't sometimes. It's your job to catch me with the wrong answers. Yeah, I'm a little spaced today, so I'm playing catch up all day. I hate dealing with people. I really do. People I don't know. Let me put it that way. With me tonight is Deborah Lee, my little sister, my best friend. She does all the heavy lifting in the back, so I can sit out here and look pretty. Thank you, Deborah.
And I like your. I like the way you ended your statement, right? Where you pretend that you know things we don't. I love it.
Hey, I pretend to know a lot. You catch me at something I don't know, then you call and tell me, correct my ass, win 50,000 points. The Grassroots, one of the most iconic sounds through the 60s and 70s. One of my favorites, always brought a smile in my, back in the day, the sunshine and summer in the California. They were a San Francisco band, a West Coast band. They were American rock band, actually. They frequented the charts between 65 and 75, although there are members still using the name Grassroots, and they're still playing today. The band was originally created by Lou Alder and songwriter P.F. Sloan and Steve Barry. In their career, they had achieved gold albums and gold singles. They were songwriters, and they would write songs and then find bands for them, sort of like Berry Gordy did with Motown. He'd write the songs and then go find who he wanted to, or he'd write the songs for them. let's see, they grassroots, two gold albums, two gold singles, and a number of charted Billboard Hot 100s at least 21 times. Over 20 million records worldwide sold. They were formed in Los Angeles, California. I read a little bit on how it was formed. There was the guys I met before, I mentioned before, Sloan and Barry. They went looking for a band to be the grassroots. They interviewed a couple bands, didn't pan out, or the band dissolved for a number of different reasons. But they kept looking for somebody to be the grassroots, trying to find some founding years. It's very interesting. They had a couple bands that they tried to get in. Let's see, Barry Sloan provided the lead vocals and played guitar. Larry Knietzel played keyboards. Joe Osborne played the bass, and Bones Howe was on the drums. This band here, and they were stations out of San Francisco Bay Area. This band here was one of the, I did a show on the Wrecking Crew, and anybody that's familiar with that term, the Wrecking Crew, it was a phenomenon that happened in the 60s up into the 70s, probably about 10, 12 years. It will never happen again. One of the biggest secrets in music history, the Wrecking Crew. The actual music for the hits that went on vinyl was not played by the grassroots members. They were played by the Wrecking Crew. I'll tell you why. Real briefly, I'm going to do another show on the Wrecking Crew because it's fascinating. Record companies had just moved out to the West Coast in the early 60s, mid-60s. They had the San Francisco movement. They had a lot of bands in L.A. They're setting up shop. The stuffy studio artists, which they were described as stuffy individuals, very good players, but very little imagination. They would see a sheet of music and they'd play it. The Wrecking Crew was what they gathered together, the same studio artists, type of studio artists, professional musicians, but they were a younger group. They showed up in cutoffs and short sleeve shirts and smoking cigarettes and having fun. The other guys were very professional, no joking around, business at hand. The comment was made by the old artists: these guys are gonna wreck this thing. So the Wrecking Crew stuck with them. I don't have their names, but there were about 31 of them. At one time, there was about 15 of them that were very active. They produced more of 80 to 85% of all music that came out of L.A. during the time period of about 65 to probably 69 was played by those members. They played what went on vinyl. The production recording companies, they would sign a group that liked the sound. Whatever. They went into the Wrecking Crew and to cut an album and told them, this is what we want. This is the song. Even though the original band had played it, Wrecking Crew made it better, always made it better. The idea behind that is you get four or five guys in a band that are young, 17, 18 years old. How long is it going to take you to cut an album? Months. If the guy doesn't self-implode. So it's very costly in the studios to have this kind of BS go on, or they can give the music what they want to the Wrecking Crew. They'll have the whole album done in 2 days. Choice would you make if you're a recording company? Of course, you're going to take the artist. The only people they really wanted in there were the lead singers. The Monkees showed up. Peter Tork tells a story of showing up with two guitars at the address of the studio. They go, what are you doing here? He goes, I'm with the Monkees. I'm here to lay some tracks down. He goes, oh, no, the music's already done. We just need Mickey Dolenz to do the lead vocals. Now, the biggest secret, the Wrecking Crew was never listed on an album. They didn't want to be listed on an album. They couldn't be. The band members kept it a secret that that's not them playing on those hit records. They were, they had to learn the music the way the other the wrecking crew did it, and then if they played live, that was it. But all those singles, those hit singles, 45s, were done by the wrecking crew. The Grassroots is one of these groups. Where Were You When I Wanted You, and Where Were You When I Wanted You, Midnight, I'm dropping my eyes. At least the first one, I can't say positive on Midnight Persuasions or the I'd Walk a Million Miles by the Wrecking Crew. But I know the first hit was Where Were You When I Wanted You, and that was, the music was done on vinyl by the Wrecking Crew. Interesting people. By the time this was found out, it was like I said, oh, just to finish that story, the bands that were propped up and given hit singles to, and the Wrecking Crew did the music, they were told, hey, just shut your mouth and collect the money. You don't have to play, you're a magician, you know, don't get a, there was nothing that said that you get to play the music on that track, and the recording companies, you know, they had it, they had them. It was cost to, for them to have the Wrecking Crew, these professional artists who were very, very good. Musician Glenn Campbell was one. Leon Russell was another studio artist that with the Wrecking Crew. So there are some people that evolved out of the studio. But so the bands didn't share that little piece of information with anybody. They had been embarrassed. They didn't want it known. The Wrecking Crew didn't want it known because they were making more in pay than the President of the United States. They were rolling in it. The recording companies were paying them well, hit after hit after hit. And so basically everybody kept the secret. Nobody knew. This was a secret that kept from bands even. It was for embarrassment or titles. He couldn't list 31 people on everybody's album because they might have played the flute in it or something, you know. It wasn't right. So the Wrecking Crew didn't get a lot of acknowledgement. But I'll tell you, when you go back in the history, there's plenty of people that write about them and who these people were. And it'll never happen again. It's just one freak phenomena that happened in the 60s in the rock era. So get back to the Grassroots. Grassroots. They finally Sloan and Barry took up a group that could incorporate the Grassroots name. They found one in the Bedouins, San Francisco band that won the Battle of the Bands at a teenage fair in San Mateo, California. New version of Where Were You When I Wanted You, or Where Were You When I Needed You. Okay, and the band's lead guitarist Willie Fulton, later an early member of Tower of Power, was recorded. And they did this a couple times. They found another band, let's see, in 65, the Grassroots got their first official airplay on Southern California radio stations. The version of Bob Dylan's song, Mr. Jones. Dylan granted Sloan the opportunity to cover the song and showed appreciation for the first listen to Dylan's demo acetate of the song. For some months, the group appeared real Grassroots. Not one word, it's two words. They were utilized by Dunhill Records, a backup to the Mamas and the Papas, and the Barry Maguire. They became a house band at the Trip nightclub in Hollywood. The partner of Sloan and Barry broke up when the band demanded more space for their own more bluesy rock-orientated material, which Dunhill was not willing to give them. So Willie Fulton, the lead guitarist, Denny Ellis, the guitarist, backup voice, and David Stenson, bass, backup vocals, went back to San Francisco with drummer Joel Larson, being the only one of the remaining, remained in L.A. He later returned to the group in 1971. Fulton, Ellis, and Stenson continued to appear as the Grassroots, with original Bedouins drummer Bill Shoup, until Dunhill ordered them to cease, since they decided to start all over again and another group with another group they would groom to be the Grassroots. So they're just still fishing for this who's going to be in this group. It's sort of weird. In the meantime, the second version of Where Were You When I Needed You peaked to the top 40 in the mid-1966, and the album of the same name sold poorly. Everything was 45s back then, guys. Still looking for the group. They came across The Robs, which was, they had produced some material for them earlier in their career. A chance to assume the identity of the grassroots, but the group declined. Oh, come on, don't do that to me. Anyway, I tried to get up to where Rob Grill joins the band. Rob Grill is he's the icon lead singer that you hear. Although the other lead singers, there's four or five of them, do sound a lot alike. It's hard to tell which one's Rob Grill and the other gentleman. So the band consisted of Creed Barton, guitarist, Rick Combs, drummer, Warren Edinger, vocals, guitar, keyboards, Kenny Fukumoto, vocals and bass, and had formed only a year earlier, Etnier, who had become attended film school at UCLA, along a future Doors member, Jim Morrison, and Ray Manzarek. Good to be a rock star back then. Traveling through Europe, meeting each of the other guys that come back and then create the band again. They were U.S. guitar pop rock bands. With the help of Barry and the other producers, they developed a unique sound, which they did have, for which they drew on as heavily as British beat and soul music, rhythm, and blues. I left it what some, okay, here it is. The bulk of the band's material continued to be written by Dunhill Records staff, not only Sloan and Barry and the L.A. studio musicians, who were part of the what became known as the Wrecking Crew, played the music on most, if not all, of their hits. Grassroots also recorded songs written by the group's musicians, which appeared on the albums of the B-sides of many of the hit singles. That was the mention of the Wrecking Crew, and I like the way they just sort of skim over who they were. Oh, yeah, they just happened to put all the music down on all the vinyl. Huge thing. That's something they throw over the top of. So,
I like how they always impress you so much. You can tell how much admiration you have for the Wrecking Crew whenever you talk about them. But listen, sounds like you got tons of information, but you also have 8 songs. So how about if you give info and then play a song and then give some more?
Yep.
And if so, well, you're here. You got 7 more to go.
I want to hear Live for Today. This is one of their other biggest hits.
Okay. Well, we'll put that one on and then you can talk some more, and I will push into Grassroots. Live for Today. Here we go.
Now I'd like to introduce a very popular group called the Grassroots. They don't have a manager. They have a gardener. But they sing great. Ladies and gentlemen,
remember Jimmy
the
Durante?
Grassroots.
I was wondering if I
could. Yeah, it's
really grand. I think of all the worries people seem to find, and how they're in a hurry to complicate their minds by chasing after money and dreams that can't come true. I'm glad that we are different. We've better things to do. May others plan their future. I'm busy loving you. 1, 2, 3, 4 both me. I got to have your love, please.
Live for today. Let's live for today. It says, I don't know if this is right. It says, Let's Live for Today is a song written by David Shell Shapiro, Italian lyricist, bongo with Fifth Now. That's a different song. Sorry about that. Yeah, the Grassroots is one of those bands where they had a lot of hits, but you don't realize it until you hear it. They go, oh, that's right. That was it. Played on the radio all the time.
That's exactly how I found the videos to put on your board, Hatter. I looked at them and I pushed play for a minute and I was like, oh, wow, yeah, I've heard that song before. And that's how you got the ones that are in your topic.
Yeah.
I didn't realize I knew
the
that
one
many
that,
songs.
Every one that I put is a hit. I Walk a Million Miles is one of my favorite. We'll be playing that shortly.
Cool.
Let's see. It says the song embodies the hippie seeking love, not money, and simply letting it unfold. Yeah, life unfold around you. Sure. We'll take the nose from living. Have pleasure while you can. Yeah, it's not a good strategy for life, but live for today, man. Don't worry about tomorrow. Not much history in that one. Okay. I did find a couple pieces that were sort of rare. These guys could rock. I mean, there's a lot of members that went in and out of the Grassroots, a lot of members. I think Rob Grill, he was the bass player and lead singer when they were most in front of the camera. So he's the one that most people relate to as being the lead singer, although every one of the band members, except for the keyboard, he does too, sings backup and has a piece in most every song. It's like the guy that says 1, 2, 3, 4. That's not Rob Grill. That's one of the other band members, and it's very hard to distinguish who's singing what. But I've got the names written down, but I don't know who's who. I know the drummer. I think it's Larson. Was very sought after to be imitated. A lot of drummers wanted to play like him. If you listen to that backbeat pounding that he does, it's a late drop of the freaking note. I think what's his name from the Stones does it. Sort of a backbeat. John Lennon talks about it, wrote a lot about it, the backbeat. So Deb, can you play? Did I put history? I put Grassroots bio history, something like that. Or no,
is
jam.
Is that the thing you brought live?
Yeah, live.
Okay,
yeah, I think that's it.
Here we go.
They said back in the day when they would be touring or these smaller venues, they would start off with this jam just to get things going and loosen everybody up, and this was one of them. Go ahead.
Mm-hmm. Ladies and gentlemen, will you welcome, please, from Los Angeles, California, the Grassroots!
I'm unable to log into the studio.
Check your...
I can't... Oh, check what?
Check your text.
Okay. Gotcha. Okay. Grassroots. I remember a lot of the... We used to have the sock hops or the dances in junior high or high school, and when they played, when they didn't have bands, they played just vinyl. A lot of it was Box Tops and the Grassroots. This is one of the bands that it seems like the right crew got in there, the right members got in there, and that's when they got the gold albums, the gold, always playing the same songs. Dunhill Records was known as the graveyard for artists. They were the ones that were not signed by Columbia, RCA, with the bigger ones. And when they weren't, they were offered something else from Dunhill. Grassroots were signed by Dunhill because they owned the two guys, Barry and... owned Dunhill Records. So they had a better professional arrangement with Dunhill than most other bands. I remember the last days of school, just the music cranking. The Grassroots top 40, their hits are a really top bubble, pop rock. What they call not flam fan, but anyway, it's the Tommy Rowe, the the Tommy James also hits into that. Elton John, when he Elton John's a good musician and always has been, and can jam, but his records that sold were Crocodile Rock and Saturday Night's All Right for Fight and the top 40 stuff. Grassroots were the same. Some of their well put together. The songs and the albums were well put together, as good as anybody, but they didn't have that driving bass. They just had the drummer doing the backbeat, sort of. And it was considered top 40. Got to remember, though, FM was brand new. FM was used to broadcast out on boats, pirating the airwaves. And when they were caught, they would be shut down, equipment taken. That's how FM started. So FM wasn't established yet when these bands were around. They all competed for the AM radio. So you remember the Grassroots there, Deb?
I sort of remember some of their songs. There was a whole bunch I had no clue, but yeah, I knew some of them.
I listed some of the bands that they played with through their career. Let's start off with the Monkees, Gary Puckett and the Union Gap, Herman's Hermits with Peter Noon, the Turtles, John Kay and Steppenwolf, Tommy James and the Shondells, the Buckinghams. It's my handwriting again, Deb. Climax Blues Band, Three Dog Night, America, The Rascals, The Spinners, Mark Lindsay, who was Paul Revere in the Raiders, I believe, Keith Urban, even more recent, I said the Buckinghams, the B.B. King, there you go, B.B. King, the Mamas and the Papas, Dion, and a hundred other bands you wouldn't recognize. So they were opening bands for them. Quite an achievement to keep together like that and be cohesive with the many band members that went in and out of that group. And you're talking a lot. I will try to, when I find the list, I will try here. I can name some. This is going to be fun. My handwriting. No, better not try it.
Told you to use them drafts.
I know. I just did this. Okay. I was looking to see what awards they had won, any record of the year, album of the year, any Grammys, but didn't get that far into it. There's a lot of information about all the members, where they came from and where they went. I found it pleasingly surprising that one lead vocals ended up with Tower of Power. Tower of Power is a Bay Area group also in San Francisco. Band. Excuse me. Okay, let's see. On this day, in our year of the Lord 2021, you must ask yourself, how is your year going? Better than last year? Can you feel it? Does it feel any different? Has the mask totally suffocated? Is a smile ever again? Huh?
I always smile even.
You know what we could
COVID,
end up is 2021 might end up being the most baby boom, like the baby boomers. 1957 was the most babies born.
I don't know how
year.
To, because people couldn't stand being trapped together, and the divorce rate went through the roof. So I don't know if you either have tons of babies because people are having a good time, or tons of divorce because they're not. So.
Yeah. Being thrown together, thrust together in closed quarters like a house, can be very detrimental to a relationship. I don't know, stats. You know, You don't have to love somebody to stay in school. Okay. And what day this is? Do you know what day it is, Deb?
What day it is?
It is. Of course, now it's going to hang up. It is National Apple Month and National Chocolate Day was today. National Black Cat Day, American Beer Day, and National Civics Day. Isn't that wonderful? That is actually tomorrow. That is tomorrow. That's right. We are at the 300th day of the year, the 43rd week of the year 2021. I hope everybody plans on a good basic Christmas. Don't plan on anything coming your way being for free. So just hug your dogs and your children too. Get back what Christmas really means. So hopefully we'll all survive this. That's part of the deal, right, Deb? Don't know what we still don't know what the ramifications of this COVID thing is going to affect on us. I know business, they found out they don't need that office space to produce. You can eliminate that overhead. That's huge, real estate out of your corporation. There was a boutique, I know, in the town that I was living in here before Sacramento. It was a high-end boutique of baby clothes, cutesy stuff, you know, like this. They had to shut the doors because of the COVID virus. So she went online out of necessity and has increased 100%. She's now booming beyond the internet rather than having any walk-by business. So people are realizing there are other ways of doing your business. The downside, it cost everybody, a lot of people, everything, right? And they put everything their heart put, their sweat and tears into it and got shut down no matter what the circumstances was, unable to exist and lost it. And that is sad. There should be some relief for those people, the middle class, the single owners. Yeah, Deb.
No, I said very sad.
Yeah. Not everybody gets the bailout money that some people tend to hand out to their friends, but we won't go there. I think my prediction, remember the summer before the COVID hit, I said, on my show, I did these predictions. I said, the government's going to be sending you money for free, and you paid too much taxes. I might have got the description wrong. Me either, really. But, it's going to be interesting. How about the mask? I remember when the SARS in Japan, a lot of those people have been wearing masks for decades now because that's just the way of life. You go outside, you put a mask on.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I think they were hit in the subway on the trains, weren't they? With nowhere to go. That would have been scary. But I was totally wrong. I had interpreted the grassroots in light research years ago that they were friends from high school, and they got together and formed a band and made, you know, the American Dream rock band, you know. But that's not so. They were young. They did know each other. Some of them knew each other from the music scene in San Francisco. But that was it. So I was wrong. I was wrong months before. I can take this one.
Just once, Heather?
Just once.
Yeah.
So if anybody just tuning in, you've stumbled across ATV, TOV Radio, Wonderland Production. We're part of a writing group out of allpoetry.com, the biggest poetry site on the planet. You can see us inside in the groups. Find us, knock on the door, we'll let you in. It's free to join. If you've been like to read good poetry, good song lyrics, meet some decent, nice people, come join us. The number here is 646-668-2837 if you want to call, you know, or just hang out with us. Deborah doesn't bite. We have beanbag chairs, purple motif.
Here's I want the purple one, that's
here.
Mine.
Kegs behind the bar. Help yourself. That's 646-668-2837. Can I get somebody to call, you think? Out of the millions that are listening, you think one person would pick up the phone. And we are in how many countries now, Deb?
53.
I don't think I could name you 53 countries. Damn. And these are countries we know about, right? We're not making this up.
Well, yeah. actually, I apologize. We picked up a 54th country, and just for kicks, I did alphabetize them, and here they are.
Cool.
Algeria, Australia, Austria, Bangladesh, Belgium, Bhutan, Bosnia, Brazil, Cameroon, Canada, China, the Czech Republic, Denmark, Ecuador, Egypt, France, Germany, Ghana, Greece, India, Indonesia, Iran, Ireland, Israel, Italy, the Ivory Coast, Japan, Jordan, Kenya, Kuwait, Malaysia, Mexico, Morocco, Namibia, Netherlands, New Zealand, Nigeria, Oman, Pakistan, Philippines, Portugal, Romania, Rwanda, South Africa, Spain, Sri Lanka, Sweden, Switzerland, Taiwan, Turkey, the United Arab Emirates, the United Kingdom, the United States of America, and Vietnam.
And the airways near you shortly. That is incredible.
I know, right?
Wow. All the big boys. All the big boys. Well,
the top five, it would be at the moment our viewership has 80% in the United States, which of course makes sense. We have 9.39% in Canada, 4.35% in the UK, 2.37% in Australia, and 1.95% in India. And then, you know, around 1% in the other places. But, yeah, that's our top five, U.S., Canada, U.K., Oz, and India.
And we haven't been kicked out of one yet, right? That's a good record.
No, I haven't. I don't have a mouse in my pocket. I don't know about you. I don't know if you ever let Bella out of your pocket.
Yeah, our only advertisement is basically word of mouth. So all these countries we didn't name, if you know somebody, you know, give them a shout out. Let them know we're here. We encourage writing, poetry, songwriting, short stories. We'd love to hear it. Through the personal touch, the 7 years I've been here, has it been here 7 years? I have seen some poets grow into some great poets. It is a pleasure sometimes to read their work. If you do anything every day, you're going to get better. That's just a fact. So if you've always, anytime you wanted to, if you have any time wants to be a songwriter, poetry, or become a better poet, come hang with us. Again, it's allpoetry.com inside the groups, ATOV, A Team of Voices. Knock on the door, Deborah will let you in. No charge, it's free. So, yeah, that's it. That's our WKRP sign, call signs.
Well, cool.
Let's
play. What do you want to hear next?
I want to hear Million Years. This is my favorite grassroots song.
On my way to it right now. I slipped away for a moment to go and get those studs to put on the board. But I'm headed right at it. And header, grassroots, here we go. Okay, and it is, did you say Million Miles? Million Years.
A million miles just to have you near me. Grassroots, A Million Years, my favorite. The Grassroots, the two songwriters that wrote some songs, went looking for a band into the shoes of the Grassroots. An audition was held at the Whiskey A Go-Go in San Francisco. A group was selected to be the Grassroots. The San Francisco group selected was comprised of Denny Ellis on rhythm guitar, Willie Fulton on vocals, and lead guitar, Joel Larson on drums, and David Stenson on bass. They were all they had all grown up in the San Francisco music scene and had won a recent battle of the bands. They were all under the age of 18, so their mothers had to sign their recording contracts. Wow. Instant fame.
Yeah, pretty cool.
I was a young kid back when the music scene of Haight-Ashbury and Winterland and Fillmore West was hitting the hippie scene in San Francisco. It overflowed into the Bay Area. I was outside of Berkeley, Richmond, so I'm on the Bay side. It wasn't on the ocean side of San Francisco. But we got all the weather, got all the little perks from the Bay Area. Lot of music, a lot of talent. Came right out of the Bay Area. I mean, you know, I do like to follow where a band member comes from and where he goes afterwards. Sometimes you don't realize that, this guy played with Trini Lopez, and, you know, here he played with Elvis. And now he's playing with the Grassroots. A lot of money was not, there was more fame in it than money back then. I don't know personally if the Grassroots struggled for money or not. I think they were treated very well. Don't know that for sure. There are some sad tales of bands being just choked, never making any money. A contract to put out 4 albums within a certain amount of time, and that's the stress. And then being on the road, not many people could do that. A lot of people didn't do it. The Ramones, the greatest garage band in the history of the world, refused to tour. So they sat in New Jersey, right? Isn't that Ramones from New Jersey, Deb?
Say that again. What, New Jersey?
The Ramones. The rock band, the Ramones. It's New York or New Jersey. But they were happy and content raising their families, playing locally.
New York City and Queens.
Okay. Yeah, considered the greatest greatest garage band. I heard that about Pat Travers too, the greatest garage band, whatever that means. A lot of people going in and out. The lead guitarist, I don't know what it is, but they did the lead guitarist sound. I mean, the lead singers sound a lot alike. They're not; those are clean mics. They don't distort them. There's a couple songs with the synthesizer in it. The Million Miles, the more recent recordings of that song, you can tell there's more of the keyboard synthesizer effect in the vocals. Let's see what to do. Title, press feed, flip side. I had this band totally wrong. Very impressed that it existed as long as it has. They're still playing under the name The Grassroots. To their second album, okay. The other songs, like Midnight Confessions, great song, great drums in there. If you do go listen to The Grassroots, find the live album. Live concert, that's when they break away from the studio thing and jam a little bit, which I like. Midnight Confessions, another gold.
We have all this
was,
in there.
You know, but, and I think this is going to be one of them. I thought Rob Grill was responsible for a lot of the music, writing it, but it sounds to me like they're like Three Dog Night. Never wrote any of the songs they played.
So I interrupt this regularly scheduled program for a brief announcement. The results are in for the fall edition of the Winter Park Paintout. And I was going to announce the winners. The gold winner is Virginia Archer. The silver is Ursula McCabe. Bronze is Linda M.V. And the rest of the names I'm about to list are all honorable mention winners. They are C. Opal, Alyssa Y., Thomas B., Mahangwa, Robert Poleski, Sindhu Screw Moore, Becky Friend.
Becky Friend.
Old Faithful. In Walk Bud.
Oh, my God.
Gilbert. Fran Marie. Mindful. Deborah Lee.
No way.
Yeah, my twin.
Congratulations.
Congratulations, everyone. And we are in the process of firming up the date with March calendar. And it looks like the show for the winners will be in December. And I will contact the winners to see if anybody wants their poem on that show. So something to look forward to in December. But woohoo! Congratulations, everyone. And then in April, we will go back, or I should say Mark will go back to April, and which means in just a few months we will have another art competition. So I just sent Mark the points for that competition from A Team of Voices. So we have that to look forward to. Yeah, you can send me as many as you want.
Okay.
Just make sure you spell my name right or some other poet will get it.
I heard
but
that.
Yeah.
I heard that happen.
Yeah. So congratulations, everyone. I will be in touch with you when we have a show date scheduled. And one last thing, thank you to Mark Andrew J. Terry. Thank you.
Yeah, so you and Becky Friend get the parking spot right up front.
Right. Let me finish that, though. To Mark Andrew J. Terry, to Arliss, to Elegia, to Sonia Jean Craig, and to this year's special poet laureate judge, M.B. McClatchy. Thank you all for your hard work and dedication to art and poetry. We appreciate your time. Love and respect to you all. And back to you, Hatter.
Yeah, congrats to Becky and my little sister. Isn't that nostalgic for you two? Didn't you two win?
No, I'm really excited because my twin and I are actually neck and neck. I believe we have four wins each, which is pretty awesome.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So I'm like very proud and excited for her. And I haven't seen her on yet, so I don't know if she knows that she scored again. But last year I was teasing her about whether or not she would get a hat trick, and she did. And then this year, so this is year four in a row for my remarkable twin. Yep.
And that's it, man. I mean, I mentioned remarkable poets before. You do something enough and surround yourself with the right people, you're going to get good. Some of these poets, my friends, have turned into show-offs. They come in here on my show and show off all the time. I put up with it because I'm a rhymer. You know, I made a vow last New Year's to write more free. You know how many I've written? I think two. So I'm not free yet. So all you rhymers, raise your hand. I want to see head count here. One, two, rhymers. Not all the time. All right. It's cool. It's a circle. It's a circle. The fad will come back. Rhyming will be cool again. It hasn't all been said. Not yet.
I don't really care if rhyming is cool. It's my comfort level. I have a hard time with free verse.
Oh, yeah. This is my dig
to
those that made me uncomfortable.
Well, there's many that have a really hard time with rhyming, and if you had to force it, it's not really poetic. It's homework.
That's true. There are a lot of things to avoid when you're a rhymer. You have to, and how to open up your rhyming words. There are tricks to do that with, because otherwise you're just roses are red, violets are blue. I don't know. I don't know what to do. Poet didn't know it. All that good stuff. Well, congratulations, man. How come I missed that memo? I'm going to have to fire my secretary.
What memo? It just happened.
Yeah, but it's too late to enter now.
Well, of course it's too late to enter now, but it's been out. I mean, it's been announced on shows, on the board. You know what it is? A lot of people don't enter contests all year long, and they might only enter now and then, but they do enter this one, and everybody is just programmed to look for it in April. So although it was still in the area of 100 people in the contest, it's usually double. So, you know, it'll be a bigger turnout in April. But still, the art is gorgeous. The artists are amazing. The judges work really hard. I mean, it's a big deal, and Mark is amazing for putting it together, and I'm really, really looking forward to April. You think me and Becky can go for fivers?
I'm busting my way in. Every time I enter, I enter a good piece, and then I tweak it, and I lose it. I screw it up. So, quit with that. Hey, I found a little nugget. In 1971, Kuntz, Furlong, Naughton, and Provisor left the group, the Grassroots. This ended the era of three-part harmonies the group had produced since 1969. Rick Kuntz immigrated to Canada and lived there for over 40 years until his passing on February 25th, 2011. Kuntz and the others were replaced by original Grassroots Joel Larson, that's the drummer, returning on drums. He brought with him the experience of working with Gene Clark, the Turtles, and he's the keyboard guys, the merry-go-round and Lee Michaels, other new members, Reed Cowan on lead guitar and Virgil Weber on keyboards, were seasoned musicians. The first album of the credit was 1972, Move Along, which was a transitional album similar to Lovin' Things. The primary non-group song written of Price and Walsh was joined in the competing songwriting duo Lambert and Potter. So that's interesting that the songwriting got handed off too, and they still survived. Grassroots continued with their winning formula and had remnants of the former band's singing and songwriting ability. They scored hits with Glory Bound and The Runaway. This album was a high production affair, compliments of Barry near his zenith as producer. In 1973, the group hit the charts with Love Is What You Make It and produced an album called Loda. A lot of mileage. I'm sorry. A departure from the usual was the album cover that simply produced five pairs of worn shoes. This was reminiscent of Where Were You When I Needed You, minimalist cover in 66. The album showcased the group in a new way, and the production techniques are a little more down to earth. There's quite a bit of acoustic guitar, such as the lead-off song Where There's Smoke, There's Fire. Yeah, I get okay, here it goes. The two-part harmonies with Grill since 1967. That's Etner. Etner served as a swan song. The unique two-part vocal harmonies with Grill since 1967. He retired as a musician and has continued as a successful band manager of heavy metal groups up to the present day. He manages Angel, Quiet Riot, Faith, No More, and others. In addition, Kaylee and Weber left the group. This was the last issue of the ABC Dunhill label. There we go. During the last flurry of single releases, the record label issued two A-sides that never appeared on any albums, titled We Can't Dance With Your Music and Stealing Love, or Stealth Love. No, Stealing Love. I'll start the first time. Interesting. Yeah, and like I said, they were most photogenic in front of cameras when Rob Grill was there. So that's the face. The He's a good-looking dude. The roots later to John. The self-titled release contained compositions from Randy Newman. Randy Newman was a Wrecking Crew member also, and Carole King. Wow, Lambert and Potter continued the songwriting. Lambert and Potter, they're the ones that took over the songwriting. Interesting. I remember when they showed up on the Ed Sullivan Show and the Mike Douglas Show and stuff. They'd play, but they'd have to lip sync. They never took chances in some studios, especially talk shows, for what it sounded like. So they unplugged their instruments and turned off their mics, and they made fun of it. You could tell they didn't like it. They were uncomfortable. They mouthed in between lyrics with the cameras on them. Like, don't screw it up, guys. I want to get to Rob Grill. Rob Grill is, okay, since the disbanding of the original group in 75, the Grassroots have been seen in thousands of concerts across the country almost seamlessly to the present day. Rob Grill was the guiding light in the continued exposure of the Grassroots music to old and new listeners alike. Since 1967, he weathered the trial and tribulations of music business and led the group into the new millennium. He was the common thread for the positive output that the group has given music listeners around the world. Music listeners around the world. Sorry, he did this for over 40 years until his passing on July 11, 2011. This is quite an accomplishment in any record book. This serves as a testament to a man who was a top-level vocalist, songwriter, guitarist, manager, producer, and owner. Through his many talents, he gained the respect of his peers and the admiration of music listeners around the globe. His estate retains full ownership of the group and has left the legacy of the Grassroots in the capable hands of Dusty Hemsley, Larry Nelson, Joe Doherty, and Mark Dawson to go forward in the years ahead. Rob Grill died of a fall. I was told it was, he fell, he broke his hip, and he was in pain. You can tell in some of the live versions, songs, he is in pain. He's real stiff-legged, hard to get around. Then I had heard that he had died from that fall, complications from it. Now, in the research, there was another angle to that. He died of a fall, a head injury from a fall because of his hip. So. It sort of all ties in together. It was some kind of weird infection that got up to his head, into his brain, and took Rob Grill. Self-made man, huh? Great voice. He lived the rock star life. I saw his wife. His wife is absolutely gorgeous. Kids. Did something right. Picked up a bass guitar. So, Deb, how we doing? We got some, let's play another song from Grassroots.
What do you want to hear? Know.
I want Midnight Confessions. Did we do that already? Well, I'm telling the world that I love you.
We
then
did not do that yet.
Okay, let's do that.
Okay.
Everybody sings. Sing along.
Where are you?
Open to my breath. Oh, Lord, send me to see how in my mind just to have you with me. Oh, tomorrow is Thursday, and then Friday is Man Cave with Steven 76 and myself. We're doing something Halloween-y.
Spiders.
Bring your scare on. So we're going to spend Saturday is Hatterday Saturday with AP Taylor, myself, and Deborah Lee.
For the Raven.
The Raven. Yeah.
Okay, I found the Grassroots, and I'm sorry. Which song did you just ask me for?
Midnight Confessions.
Here we go.
confession when I'm telling the world that I love you.
In my midnight confession.
Yeah, staggering through the daytime when your image on my mind and passing so close beside you, babe, causing something you feel so hard. I love the way it starts. The sound of your footsteps tell me that you're near. Your soft, gentle motion, babe, brings out a need in me that nobody hears. In my midnight confessions, when I tell the world that I love you, in my midnight confessions, When I say all the things that I want to, I love you. There's a little gold ring you wear on your hand, makes me understand. There's another before me, you'll never be mine. I'm wasting my time. Staggering footsteps. Great song. Yeah, that's Rob Grill singing that. Good looking dude, a good life. Rockstar, lived a rockstar, and they were clean. They didn't get into the drugs. Good for them. I don't know how many members fell by the side. You know, fell side by they doing drugs. I don't know if any of them did. But yeah, the members. That's what I was gonna do. Listen to the freaking members, artists. Yeah, I don't know where everybody else grew up, but I grew up in the Bay Area of California, San Francisco, and music was huge. Music was big. Music was overwhelming. Okay, I can't do it that way. And another good thing, that the two original guys, Barry and that other gentleman, they didn't keep such a stranglehold on it, name Grassroots or Dunhill, that it choked it to death. It seems like they passed the baton on and let somebody else run it, which is good. The drummer, I will invite you to go watch some live versions of the Grassroots and playing some of their songs, and watch the drummer. Watch the drummer play. He's got such a way he pounds on that snare and a backbeat. I mean, am I wrong? Am I saying that wrong, guys? Okay, I'm not a drummer. I've got drumsticks. I actually have a drum, but I don't drum. Okay. Deb, what else is going on? Coming up on the week, are we taking tomorrow off?
We are taking tomorrow off because Sweet Pea said last time we were all in her studio, we made a mess, so we're not having a show.
I know.
But it's all good. People want to see Sweet on Thursday, and she can't be there, so we will have her back with us next Thursday. And as you said, Friday night is you and Steven at 10 p.m. Eastern in the Man Cave, and the topic is spiders. Saturday night, the Raven. Not sure what's happening.
That's three days in a row of Hatter. Are you sick of me yet?
Well, they have tomorrow. Oh, well, no, that's Friday and Saturday, so they're good. They have tomorrow off, and then they see you again, and then again Saturday. So
it'll only seem like an eternity.
Oh, give me a break. Hey. People like hanging out with you, Heather. You know it.
I see him pounding down the door. All the millions.
And my first Monday show for the month of November is steampunk prompts, and they're really cool.
Right.
So get in early to get choice.
I like that. Does that have anything to do, the steampunk, does that have anything to do with the Edwardian eras, which was so dangerous? they had electricity, and there's these Victorian houses with no covers. They had exposed wires. Can you imagine? There was no unified lab to test appliances. So these people coming up with these weird things run by electricity, which is brand new, and everything was exposed. Nothing was grounded.
Right, well, it says steampunk is a subgenre of science fiction that incorporates retro futuristic technology and aesthetics inspired by 19th century industrial steam-powered machinery. As a form of speculative fiction, it explores alternative futures or pasts, but can also address real-world social issues. So it's like
a lot of gears, a lot of hydraulics. Okay.
And it's called steampunk because of the root word steam and punk. And they have nothing to do with punk rock or anything. It's just something from the.
Well, the term was used. The punks lit fire. Remember, the punks used to light the firecrackers or the fireworks. Punks. Well, different terminology for it. Am I totally way off base here?
The punks that you light up on.
They give you those sticks to just a light, the glow at the end that you can light. You don't have to get near a fire.
No, I know exactly what you mean, but this.
Oh, okay.
I don't think there's any kind of correlation whatsoever between steampunk and the punks that you light on a stick.
That was sort of my point, was that different meanings for different words.
On the list of prompts for Monday's show, number 28 is a really cool steampunk hatter hat. It's got dice on it, and it says we're all mad here. But it's a really cool futuristic hatter hat with a queen of hearts on it. And anyway, you should look at it.
I'm running down the hall as we speak. And see, we are the last half hour of our music special with the Grassroots.
Yeah, and we still
have much more.
Let me see here. We still need to hear Loving Things. We still need to hear Where Were You When I Needed You. We still need to hear
Where Were You When I Needed You.
Two Divided by
put
Love.
On Where Were You.
And
where were you?
Where were you? Here we go. Where were you?
Don't bother crying. Don't bother crawling. It's all over now. No use in stalling. The love I once felt, I don't feel anymore for you. This time I'll even open the door for you. You walked out when I was down. Well, now I'm well off. And look who's coming round. Where were you when I needed you? Where were you when I wanted you? Where were you when I needed you? Looking good, it's hard to fight it, but no use explaining. I've already decided that living with you, it's worse than without you. I won't spend a lifetime all worrying about you. All things got rough and you disappeared. Now I'm back on my feet, but look who's standing there. innocent child. That first day I saw you, you really got to me. I thought I could change you, what good did it do me? All things got rough, and you wouldn't wait. Now you're tripping back, but babe, babe, it's too late.
Did that song 3 or 4 times. The original was a lot slower, and I think the one I picked was the last redo of Where Were You When I Needed You by the Grassroots. You got to remember, ladies and gentlemen, that this is back when there's no FM radio. Everything was played on an AM radio. So the bottom, the big bass lines and the drums usually are not present. That was Barry Gordy's genius. Was he knew that, so he used it in his recordings of Motown to play better than as well as it can on an AM radio, which was a genius, because when you have nothing but a Marshall amp and a clean mic, you're pretty vulnerable. Very vulnerable. When you say, Deborah, my time hanging around the band members, you know. Getting the band back together. I was saying how the remember the genius of Barry Gordy? He knew the music he was going to produce was going to be played on an AM radio. So he used that fact in his recording to make the Motown sound as good as it can. Motown is if the Lord said you have one genre of music to listen to eternity, I think I would pick Motown. And I don't
Motown
understand how
good.
They can't, or how they can't bring that back up. Well, they list certain artists like Mariah Carey and stuff under Motown. I'm sorry, Motown ended with the Jackson 5, as far as I'm concerned. Some of the early stuff Barry Gordy did. But, the Temptations, the Four Tops, the Spinners, the Cadillacs, the Marvin Gaye, Smokey Robinson, Stevie Wonder. Great music. And
for sure.
Don't know why they can't reproduce it. I don't know why they can I have been told, I asked every musician I've ever run across for a long time, many years, I said, sit down and start talking. And I'd give them the question, why do you think you can't recreate that Motown soul that got everybody moving on their chairs? And the best answer I got was that the songs nowadays are written by committee. They are these huge songs that are being pumped up by these great artists, great singers, great musicians, but they lack the soul. If you listen to the Gladys Knight and the Four, I mean Gladys Knight and the Four Pips, no, Gladys Knight and the Pips. The Temptations, the Four Tops, the backgrounds, the singing in the background, the soul that these, like Levi Stubbs was the lead guitarist for, lead singer for the Four Tops. He was the only lead singer for the Four Tops. He has a certain soul that resonates, rings, tickles that feather in my ear. Levi Stubbs was my opinion, one of, if not the best Motown singer ever was. But the best answer I ever got why they can't reproduce the Motown is the soul's not there. It makes sense.
Yeah, I was going to say Motown is a state of mind. It's a feel that sadly will never be duplicated.
Tonight is about the grassroots,
and we still have four more of their songs to play.
Okay. One other factoid, though. Barry Gordy was amazed how many white people attended the concerts. Motown crossed the bridge of racist feelings. So it was music, it was good music, and
for sure,
just a many white people digging it. As the other jigging a groove, just jig a nice groove, and they'll follow you. Okay,
part of the magic.
Yeah.
So anyway, how about?
Yeah.
Let me see. We have Sooner or Later. We have Two Divided by Love. We have Loving Things. And where didn't we just play? Oh, and okay, so we just played Where Were You When I Needed You?
Yes, we did.
Okay, so then maybe we have. Okay, so we have Loving Things.
These are top 40 type songs like I was describing earlier. Go ahead and do Sooner or Later.
Okay, cool. Here we go.
The grassroots did have a brass section.
I like this one.
Sooner or Later by the Grassroots. Yeah, you see, that's more of a top-end, top 40. Reminds me of the bands back then. There was the Lighthouse, Ives of March, Vanity Fair. They were basically, some of them were one-hit wonder bands, but they all had that same kind of AM sound. They didn't cater to the instruments like they used to. Or didn't used to. That's just top 40. That's top AM 40. Not bad. Let's go back to back. Deb, why don't you play that can't remember the one you said. What was the first one you listed last time, Deb? Should be first on the list. Tell me which ones you are. What songs haven't we played?
We have two left. One to take us out with, and one to listen. It's between Loving Things and Two Divided by Love. It's all about love.
Two Divided by Love. Let's go ahead and play it. But that last one, I don't want to play. Especially going out with it. Well, we could. Yeah, let's give them full tribute. Let's play that Two Divided by Love. Whatever one you said. I'm fading fast, gentlemen.
And the other one is Loving Things. I guess that'll be the one we go out with.
Okay.
So here we go.
I'm sorry, I couldn't take that. That's not Rob Grill. Yeah, that's not Rob Grill. Reminds me of the Archies with the Partridge Family. That last one's going to be worse than that one. That's not Rob Grill, I can tell. So that's just some of the ways the band went. I didn't feel that one. What about you, Deb? I remember it.
Half Figures, I like that one.
Are we ready to go out yet? I want to thank everybody for participating in the show. Thank you, Deb.
You're welcome. Yeah, but participating for this one is really just listening and getting to hear the music and learn all the stuff that you share, you know?
But, you know, every show like this, I learn a lot and I get corrected a lot. There's some things that some things you hear in the past that just wasn't true, I guess. You try not to take it with a grain of salt, but you sort of have to. I was way off on this band. Good song, good sound though. I love Rob Grill. What a tragic way to have him leave us. But life of a rock star. Let's play. Can we play something out of the out of the box.
You don't want to play the last song by?
No. I know what that is. Yeah, I know
that's cool. What do you want to go out with then?
Either Alice or Monsters. Played by Shinedown.
We have a couple of times we did Monsters instead of Alice, so let's do Alice.
Okay. This is Shinedown from Florida. Alex Smith, lead singer. Her name was Alice. Climbed through the window through shapes and shadows. Good stuff. Her name was Alice. She climbed through the window, shapes and shadows.
I invite you to a world where there is no such thing as time, and every creature lends themselves to change your state of mind. And the girl that chased the rabbit, drank the wine and took the pill, has locked herself in limbo to see how it truly feels to stand outside your virtue. No one can ever
climbs through the windows to shapes and shadows, and though she's dreaming, she's unlocked the meaning for you. This is another Hump Day.
Hey, there you go.
Music show.
Great. You packed a lot.
Always nice spending the night with you.
I love
spending the night with you. Thanks.
I know, Hunter. And just a quick shout out, Sweet Pea, we love you. Night, Hatter.
Yeah. Good night.
Love you. Respect.
Is there anybody up
I'm
there?
I'm so sorry.
Oh, hey, what's up? I just I'm sorry I'm coming late. I thought somebody say hi. This is Wayne.
Oh, well, I was just about to click the button, and I saw your number, so I thought I would say hi back. But, yeah, we just finished up and had her already hung up.
I heard you say bye, and I said, well, I'm too late, so I just wanted to get out something. But anyway, it's, today, this morning, I put a little song up in the comments, and I put the wrong group up there. I had a song by Guess Who, not the Grassroots. So I felt bad about that, so I thought I'd come in and correct it. And so I was talking about this. About Guess Who, and in my Midnight Confessions with somebody the Grassroots, it was a good song with them. But anyway, I know you're ready to go, but I just want to watch the ball game and just thought I'd call and say hi. So, you doing all right?
I'm hanging in there. It's good to hear your voice, though.
Yeah, I got Kill 88.
All right, maybe you can hang out on
my
phone. See if you can find something on Spiders. On Friday night at 10, Hatter and Stephen are doing Spiders in the Man Cave, so...
Oh, that sounds like a good time, dude. I'll be there.
Yeah.
Spiders in the main cave. I got you covered. Take care.
Love and respect, Wayne.